It is our privilege this morning to have serving as our chaplain the Dr. Alton Fannin from the First Baptist Church in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Dr. Fannin is being sponsored this morning by Representative Pat Ombe. Dr. Fannin, I'd like to invite you to come forward and lead us in our morning invocation. I'd also like to ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please rise for our morning prayer.
Would you join me in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, it is our privilege today to thank you for this gift of life that you've given us this very day. Every day is a precious gift that comes only from you. And we thank you that you have bestowed upon us assignments and responsibilities that not only affect our lives, but affect many others. May we responsibly carry out these assignments, not only in a way that would please our constituents, but in a way that would please you. And Father, most of all, we pray for our nation. We pray that you would bless this nation with your presence, with your power, with your guidance. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to share just a word with you this morning. I want to ask you a specific question that applies to your life personally. Why are you here today? Some of you would say because the speaker called the session. Some of you would say because I won an election. Some of you would say because I got more votes than my opponent. But I want to point your attention today to the fact that the Bible indicates perhaps there is a different reason why you are present. Listen to this statement from John's Gospel. A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven. And that term man is generic, men and women. So from a biblical perspective, you are here today because God has allowed you this assignment. It is true you were elected. It is true you have responsibilities to constituents. But it would be hard to argue that you are not here because of God. The Apostle Paul in the book of Acts says, in him we live and move and have our being. Your heart beats today and you breathe air today because God has not only created your life, he's given you life. But he has given you the special privilege of an assignment to represent others. Leadership has been defined most effectively as influence. Great leadership is when we influence the well-being of our community, our state, our nation, for the best of all. And God assigns in his divine sovereignty who will carry out that assignment. And so I believe you're here today because God has placed you here. If you believe that, then actually you have a greater accountability than if you do not believe that. If you do not believe that, your only accountability is to your constituency and your voters. If you do believe that, you have an accountability to someone that is bigger than all of us. We might ask the second question in this nature. We've asked why you're here, and I believe the answer to that is God has put you here by divine appointment. But the second question is, who is your audience? Who do you play your life to? I know that you are scrutinized from every direction and pulled every direction by all kinds of people. Who do you listen to? Who gets your ear? Who turns your thinking? Who inspires your heart? Well, obviously, you are responsible to those who have cast votes in your direction, and you're responsible to the betterment of the state of Oklahoma. But there is an easy way for us to be both responsible and also give heed to the person that has given us this assignment, which is God, and that is to make him our audience of one. The Apostle Paul's life was greatly confused until he did that. And when he ultimately simplified his life, here's how he summed it up. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He narrowed his audience to one. When you decide that you are here because of God, and when you live out your life primarily as an accountability to God, I believe you'll be the best of the best. Thank you.